Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ah, man, you know, we are living in some weird-ass times, aren't we? I mean, who would have thought that a teacher would get reassigned for having kids unbraid his hair? Who would have thought that P. Diddy would sink down even lower, especially after a video of him beating his ex came out? And then not to mention, you know, a football prospect that's going on to the Chiefs, he says something that really pissed off a whole bunch of women, which could really be anything these days, but he hit them right in the domestics for a high school graduation speech. Ah, I love it. I love living in this day and age because, man, what won't people overreact to? But let's go ahead and do this right. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, and welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 337. It is good to be here tonight. I know we usually do the show on Wednesday, but I was working on some R&D last night for a specific show that needs to come back, so I was like, yeah, let's go on ahead and hold off until today, which is Thursday and all that jazz, and we're also on the horns of Memorial Day weekend, believe it or not. So lots of things are actually happening right now, and I'm just, you know, I want to go ahead and ride out and enjoy summer and just, you know, live life and all that jazz. But of course, you know, as you are living life and everything, there's always a lot of stupid stuff here to follow. And some of the stories that we're looking into tonight are just fucking ridiculous. I mean, how are you going to get mad at a football kicker, man? How are you going to get mad at a football kicker for talking about his speech? Oh, man. I mean, you think about it from time to time, like, I mean, we're still getting mad about this crap, right? We're still getting mad about, like, his point of views on things. And, I mean, he was at the graduation speech for his alma mater, and, like, the man was talking about his religious speech and beliefs, you know what I'm saying? That's just him. But you see, like, his whole idea is about being a homemaker and all might be a future for some of them. And see, for some reason, women are weird. All right? Yes, yes, you are, ladies. I mean, trust me, I love you and I love the arguments and stuff. But it's like this. Double standards are amazing because some of y'all take pride in being mothers and all that stuff. But when it comes to the actual idea of motherhood and being domestic and working in the home, you can't handle it. I mean, you'll sit there, you'll flip out about the shit, but every Mother's Day, you expect to be treated like queens that you are, right? Right. So this guy mentions it, like, in his speech about, like, motherhood and all that stuff. Or he wasn't talking about motherhood, he was talking about being a homemaker. And, you know, like, some of y'all want to get married, right? Some of y'all want to, you know, some people like tradition. You know, where they went to school for a while and then, you know, they went out and went for their career, but they also decided to say, you know what, I want to go into being a homemaker or being a mother and all that kind of stuff, or work from home while at the same time taking care of their kids and stuff like that. There are people who do things. But when people make like some sort of commentary, I think it's a little out of place what Butker wrote. But here's the thing. It's not something to get all in a tizzy about. I mean, think about it. Women are free. I don't care what the hell any of some of these content creators out here are talking about, or what some of these people go behind a Yeti Blue and then they decide to go ahead and say like, oh, we're not free. We're not making it. Women are harassed every day, catcalled in the street, all these yada, yada, yada micro triggers and all this other crazy shit that goes on. And then not to mention, like, say, like, if you're dating someone and you're trying to say, hey, what's going on? And they tell you every damn thing except for what is going on. I mean, and then try to play mental gymnastics with you. And when it's time to go ahead and call them out on the hypocrisy, oh, they're upset about that shit as well. You know, see, I don't have a problem dealing with that kind of stuff because I don't have a problem dealing with controversy in general. But it's like this, though. Stop being mad about shit like this. I mean, your own mother was probably somebody who worked and was a homemaker. You know what I mean? Like, you get all bent out of shape about this stuff. Like, you know, I saw one time that this feminist I knew, her name was Shelby, and she was always in a huff and upset about something. I'm like, well, what are you upset about, Shelby? What, like, what's the deal that's going on with you? And then I come find out that Shelby really doesn't have a problem with men. She has a problem with the idea of being in a relationship with a man because it'll change her and her worldview. That was her whole thing. Like, she would be over there causing trouble with different people, and I called her out on it. I was like, hey, Shelby, you know, just because you have the ability to start things doesn't mean you should instigate things, and, like, you know, there's holes in your argument. Like, you really should know. This is, like, in the early days of J360 Radio, and, you know, I actually took the time to talk to her, not react with emotion, not to react with anger and all. I was just like, hey, look, this is just not the way you do it. And then, you know, could have peaceful conversations like that. But, you know, you come find out it's because she doesn't want to change. I was like, well, life changes. You get older. I don't know if you understand this or not, but where you are right now is not even going to stay the same after a while. You got to go do things. You got to go make your life livable. You got to survive. Like, even some of your old friends that you think are going to be around forever, they most likely won't. They'll probably move on as they build their own lives too, and they have their own friends and all that jazz. You just can't think like that and then have this strong generalization. Now, granted, like, here's the thing. When Butker said what he said, you know, you just can't, like, lose your shit at it. That's just probably how he was raised and where he was coming from on it, you know? And some people are like, it's wrong that he's saying that. It's unbelievable for what it is. And, you know, there are people out there that probably believed in what the hell he was saying. You know, like, but you're probably wondering what my stance is. It's like, women can choose to do whatever they want to do. It's kind of like being in a relationship. If you're in a bad relationship and you don't leave it, there's got to be some reasons why you don't leave it other than, like, you know, you like being there. Or you like the popularity. Or some sort of shit that anchors you to this whole thing if that person's not doing anything for you. Or just like if you're at a job and there's got to be a reason why you're at that job, if that job is not challenging you and having you out there to meet powerful people or having you grow as an individual, career-wise or whatever, there has to be a reason why you're still there. Or staying in an apartment, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? There has to be a reason why. And only you would know about it unless you would come forward and say something about it. And now, I don't understand, like, why when a man comes around and says something about something, oh, people don't, unless it's something that really, really stings at somebody, or is like a controversial take, as y'all are making this, you know what I mean? It's like not a big deal. But if a woman comes out and says something, oh, everybody's all ears at that moment, and it doesn't even matter if it's not even relevant at the time or whatever. You see what I'm saying? That's where, like, this whole dynamic of raising voices and stuff is kind of flawed, too, because everybody is already using a bias when it comes to certain voices being heard. And you know, hey, who would have thought that a white man would come out here and happily let you know his 2 cents while at the same time telling you about career choices that you can make for your future? And you're all bent out of shape about that because, hey, he's somebody that played on the Chiefs. Even Taylor Swift had something to say about it. I ain't reading that shit. Here's my whole thing, y'all. You seen Barbie. You seen all that shit. You heard America Ferrera's speech, which was really stupid, by the way. Yeah, coming from me, I'm letting you know that it is, because here's the thing. Nobody expects you to be any more than you're willing to apply yourself to be. You know what I mean? Like, do I walk around as I build J360 Productions and look for, like, females to come up and take center stage? They have when I went to college. They have when, you know, like... Most of my educators are female, and most of the people that I work with are women, and then not to mention, like, somebody in power at my day job is a woman. I don't care. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with me, and the truth is, they're not showing off to me about what they can achieve or can't achieve and all that kind of stuff. They are living their life. You know what I mean? They're not doing no damn speech and saying, they expect you to be wonderful. They expect you to be super. No. I expect you to just do your job and live well, and if you work with me or work for me, I expect you to live your life and do your damn job. Because you know why? Work is work. And see, nowadays, because work has somehow evolved into getting into people's personal lives a lot more, that's where it becomes a problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, people calling you on your day off or all that other stuff. I remember one time having to tell, like, one of my supervisors years ago, who was a man, by the way, don't call me on my fucking day off. I flat out let him know. I said, if there is really a problem or if the soda company building is burning down or some shit, I don't want to hear from you. I could not understand why the hell he thought it was okay to call on one of my days off. A day off that I needed, by the way. And ever since then, I went to war with his ass. See, that's when you go to war with things like that. You see what I'm saying? When people cross boundaries like that, you know? Like this whole thing here, you graduated. You made it. You know what I'm saying? I gave you all a graduation speech on one of the recent J-Man episodes not too long ago. Those of you in the class of 2024, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Don't worry about football players, celebrities, or all that other stuff. I mean, shit, they say the wrong thing all the time. I mean, take a good long look at, like, what Puff Daddy's going through right now. He going ahead and doing this lame-ass apology, by the way. And all that stuff is just burning up in front of him because, hey, he did it himself, and there are people out there who are tired of his shit. But you see, once again, nobody was really coming at him as hard when the whole, like, you know, all the stuff that happened at them parties started coming out and things like that. Like, TMZ did a documentary on him, but it's TMZ, so you can only take that with a grain of salt. But if it's like, if somebody with credible background and a documentary did it on him, similar to, like, what happened with those R. Kelly documentaries a long time ago, you know? If you have, like, that whole thing and it tells you the story, then you got something. You see what I'm saying? But nah, when Puff Daddy went out there and apologized for what happened in that video regarding him beating the living hell out of Cassie, I mean, my dude was doing it, man. He must have saw some copies of What's Love Got to Do With It and just said, hey, I could do it better. And motherfucker, if he didn't. I mean, I hate to laugh about that kind of stuff because, see, the thing is, it's Lawrence Fishburne's acting that made that shit into a meme. But the whole thing about, like, a man beating a woman is just, you know, like, where else do you go from that? That is just fucked up. Now, granted, there are women out here that do some shit and are annoying as hell. And sometimes, you know, you gotta scare the living hell out of them. But you do not have to do it to that extreme and stuff like that. And I always say this, too. Because there are women that love the conflict of starting shit with a man because, allegedly, a man can't fight back. I said, allegedly. There are some that really cross that event horizon all the fucking time and there's no coming back. You know, an apology video is not good enough. Like, I even did that for, like, the last episode when I told y'all this. It is not good enough. The fact that it happened does not remove the fact that it happened. And you see, when the video came out, it's just the times table behind all this stuff that's coming out at Puff Daddy right now. You know, like, all of these controversies and all of these things like even the raids that happen on his two homes. You know, it's just like, this is about to boil over something fierce. And, you know, that Cassie video was a big part of it. But, you know, like, where what else is going to hit next? That's the thing. I think the other shoe's about to drop. But, you know, like, him and Cassie Ventura had, like, one of those kind of relationships that was always out in the public eye. And not to mention, you know, she was, wasn't she a singer in her own right? Didn't she release a couple of things for Bad Boys that not too long ago? But... yeah, he tore the living shit out of her, and I hope she's okay, because after a beating like that, you know there's got to be deeper damage going on than a little bit. She's married now, but, you know, like, she had some things with her as well, too. Like, you know what I mean? Some people are like, hey, don't believe that video too much, man. You know, Cassie had some shit with her as well and stuff, and it's like, yeah, but still, you know, he put the man back in manhandle that night. Let's just say that, or that day, I should say. I mean, where do you go after that, man? Like, do I condone violence? Nah. Like, you know, nah, unless it's a last resort, unless you got really something to fight for. But at the end of the day, no man should put his hand on a woman, and no woman should put her hands on a man and have him outside in front of a fucking TikTok video with a leash on his neck and then, like, you know, feeding him and saying, women are the dominant species now. See, like, shit like that is just being an asshole. You know what I mean? All of it is just wrong and terrible, but the fact that there are people out here that do this stuff, and it goes unnoticed, by the way, because you'll know an abuse victim when you see one and stuff. I remember having a conversation with some other content creator way back in the day, and we were going about it the whole afternoon, and she was over here talking about, like, well, men get abused, but not on the same, not on the same time as women do. Women get abused more and at a faster rate than men. And I said, wait, so we're talking about not that it's bad and it should not happen at all, right? That nobody should be beating the hell out of each other, period. But we're over here having a conversation because of how more frequently it happens? I said, are you out of your damn mind? This ain't no damn quota score and stuff like that. That's not what we're doing here. We're supposed to be having to talk about, like, how can we remedy this stuff and how, like, men and women can have better relationships and better choices about things. But you over here talking about a tally score. And then you had the nerve to say that you talked to male victims. But I don't think you did, because if you did, you would have a little bit of, you know, compassion to those men that got hurt that would not speak up about it. I don't know if you know this, but see, I don't tolerate abuse. I'm not gonna let you kick my fucking ass, whether you be male, female, or beast. Simple as that. You know what I mean? Like, I just see people all the time going that extra mile to justify shitty behavior and stuff like that. And this woman was one of them. And then when I called her out on her hypocrisy, she had the nerve to say this. I guess I made you mad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't ever bother you again. There was no point in talking to her then, apparently, because when it comes right down to it, you can't just praise one side and then damn the other side. You got to look at this stuff objectively, and you got to say, like, look, I have reasonable doubt on all of this stuff that we're throwing in there, because some of this shit might be your justification, your generalization why, but I want to know what happened and where we can go about this at a reasonable rate here. You know what I'm saying? Where we could go ahead and say, look, it's bad enough it happened at all. Let's get the right sentencing going on. But there are people out here that don't really, when they get in a position of responsibility, they don't seem to know how to handle that shit well. And it just shows. That's really, really terrible, too. And, like, you know, when I look at this kind of stuff, how could you not think that Puff Daddy doesn't have no, you know, bullshit with him? When all of a lot of the stuff that goes down, why he did his first name change is to try to rub off that controversy that he had when he went to that nightclub with Jennifer Lopez and all sorts of other dirty dealings that he did. There's a lot of shit over there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no different than what, like, Suge Knight did way back in the day. His ass is in jail and all that kind of stuff. And it seems like people are having a hard time understanding this stuff, and then when it comes to actually reporting this stuff, I mean, I understand you're scared about reporting because it could blow back on you, but here's the thing, you'll be living with a lot of the stuff that happened to you all the time anyway, and if you know that you need to say something, you need to fucking say something. You know, just really, really speak about it. The people that'll be behind you the whole time, hopefully, if they're really behind you and not about like clicks and views and shit, maybe then, you know, there could be some growth here. There could be some actual, you know, actual resolution to the whole thing. But even then, Harvey Weinstein's out here about to get retrialed again. And it's just like, we're living in some really weird, bizarre, tiresome times. I mean, it's just like how many people are mad at Joe Biden, but you realize that in the end, it's going to be Joe Biden versus Trump again, right? And then you're going to see, like, how many people, like, one side, what are you going to do exactly? What, are you going to vote Republican? The fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You're not comfortable with that shit either. That's why, like, sometimes when I look at y'all, I'm like, what is your end game on all this kind of stuff? And what exactly is affecting you in some way? I know some of y'all are hurting. And trust me, I'm behind you if you're going to help yourself and get through this stuff. But not if you're going to do nothing frivolous and not if you're going to do something just because it's cool. I mean, if you really have a problem, you need to speak up about said problem and you need to work on a resolution for said problem. And I always say, is this shit worth it anymore? You know what I mean? Life is worth it because you know what? There's going to be a time where life ends. And with the way things are looking and stuff like that, you can't even enjoy video games. You can't enjoy movies. You can't enjoy books. You can't enjoy certain things around here that provide escapism without a whole lot of bullshit behind it. And I always say this, I'm like, look, I watch cartoons with blackface on it. I watch cartoons, like, after they explode and they have blackface and all that shit. Anything that they try to cut out, it's squeaky clean. I watch original Tom and Jerry cartoons, you know, where the black housemaid is there. And, you know, she's beating the living shit out of Tom after Tom did some stuff or Jerry set him up or whatever. Or if Spike's in there causing more problems or beating the shit out of Tom. I'm doing that. Wow, we're all Tom these days, aren't we? But here's the thing. That shit's funny. I mean, like, it was funny way back in the day. Like, you know, I don't need, like, Whoopi Goldberg to come out and tell me, hey, this is a product of what happened back in the day and it's wrong. I don't need that. I don't need fucking censorship to come in. See, when I worked in media, I know media is a dirty business, too. Because there's people over there copying off of everybody else. Or, you know, there's some people that run out of material. But they made it up there at the top, but they ran out of material. And they're always looking down to see those of us that have been, you know, be leagued by the algorithm or whatever to take our content to keep themselves relevant. Trust me, I know this shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people that I dealt with in the independent game who I hope would move the fuck on and actually develop their own style, but I know like certain people have not. And when I created that new Instagram page, they're over there following me. They're over there liking the J-Man show and stuff like that. And I, on one hand, it's like, that's not bad. But on the other hand, it's kind of like, you know, our time is over. Are you actually creating over there, or are you over there cherry picking and trying to take somebody else's work and trying to style yourself after it? You see, it's little shit like that. And let me just tell you this, there's a lot of fucking vultures in the content creator game. See, me, I don't run out of material, but other fucking people do, apparently. And it's so sad because, you know, those other people, they got 10,000 followers and all that shit. Oh, yeah, all the followers and clicks and everything in between and all that stuff. Me, on the other hand, I'm restarting from zero, and I'm having one hell of a great time doing it. And there's a specific reason why I laugh at people who are, quote, made it and stuff like that. But I won't tell you. You're just going to have to figure it out on your own. I'll probably tell you on the last J-Man episode, whenever that'll be. But the thing about it is this. That's why you got to keep running your own race and keep doing your own fucking thing. And by the way,
if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
People from your past, there's a special place in hell for people from your past. But we'll dive into that a little bit later because I want to talk about this stuff because this has been in the back of my mind for a while. And it does have a tie to like content creators in general. Some of us as content creators, we got to remember that we have a responsibility. Like some of us are building communities with what we do. Some of us are reigniting businesses with what we do. And then there comes the whole thing where guess what? You know, what exactly does our art provide for people in the real world? Like, as I'm talking to you right now, yes, podcasting is art, believe it or not. Some people do different things with their shows. And then some people do what I do. And then some people go and do like some bizarre shit with their shows. I don't know. But you see, like, when people are out here having fun and they're talking about ideas and they're talking about what's going on or they're talking about real estate or whatever that stuff is. And then, like I said, there are people who copy and paste. You know, they do that crap. But you got to think about what exactly is the message you're bringing out. And you got some feminists out here that have found a way to yuck that shit up, too. I'm not a fan of feminists and activists these days because a lot of it's more low-key agenda and not exactly world-changing sometimes. I'm just being honest. And some of y'all know about this, too. My train of thought is this. As we are creators, do we know when there's a specific time for us to create and a specific time for us to do our day jobs anymore? Like, are there times where, you know, we ourselves are like the dumbest motherfuckers alive because we don't have any awareness of what we're doing? And the only reason why I say that is because the teacher from Maryland who had 4 or 5 of his students come up and unbraid his hair and paint his nails and stuff. You know, what the fuck was that all about? He's supposed to be a big time creator too. He's supposed to be like a guy that's got like a lot of views and whatever. I think he's called Jock Lee or something like that. And he's on TikTok and I think he's on YouTube as well. But I don't give a damn because I don't follow him. But here's the thing. As soon as I saw like the kids up there unbraiding his hair and he in the school filming the shit, I'm sitting there thinking this. I'm like, are you that underpaid, bro? Like, what is going on here? You see, it's nothing sexual about it, no. But you see, there are moments where things can get controversial. And, well, it already is. Because here's the thing. When you're a teacher, you're supposed to be teaching kids. And the way you teach kids might not be orthodox entirely, but not like this. You know what I'm saying? Because the students are not your fucking friends, dude. They're not your besties. He called them his besties and all that stuff as they're unbraiding his hair. And he was saying some bullshit about, like, you know, the girls will always unbraid and braid each other's hair. And I figured maybe it would be okay if they would unbraid mine. It's like, no, motherfucker. One of them is not your daughter and stuff. You know what I mean? I can understand if your daughter doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably braid her hair or whatever. But here's the thing. You're a grown-ass man. Don't get little kids to unbraid your hair and shit like that. You're a teacher. You're at school. You're on the job. Do your fucking job, man. Do your job. Eat your lunch. Think about things that you could do, like, in the neighborhood or in the future or whatever. Things like that. Yes. That's beautiful. Whatever. Or go out there into the world and meet you a girl your age to go ahead and unbraid and braid your hair. But don't get your students to do it. Don't get, like, the kids to do it. It's okay if the kids braid and unbraid each other's hair, because that's what kids did back in the day. But when it's time to learn and stuff, you know? And then painting your nails. What, you can't paint your own fucking nails? You know, it, sometimes it is a little unnerving to see dudes painting their nails, but, because, I mean, our nails go ahead and paint themselves anytime we're doing, like, heavy lifting and putting shit together and all that kind of crap. Dust under the fingernails or any of this other stuff. You might get a special shade of brown when you wipe your own ass. I'm just being perfectly honest. And I'm sure everybody, that's an equal opportunity right there. But when it comes right to this, though, it's like, I on one hand, I'm like, I want to feel sorry for him, but on the other hand, no, because all this shit is him. And then he tried to talk about another teacher put, like, a horn on some kid's head, like a unicorn horn or something like that. But at the end of the day, these are little kids, okay? And they learn from us, from our examples and what we do. You see, the thing is, the kids that were probably in that class with him, they're going to move on to another class, and they're going to meet a teacher that isn't okay with the methods that, you know, the previous teacher implemented. Which is why, like, you know, Mr. White, that's his name, by the way, Marquise Wright, you know, he should have held back a little bit. Like I said, you know, you can be cool with your students, but you got to be cool in a distance kind of way. You know, talk to them on level, see, like, how you can help, things like that, and dealing with homework. Like, I've had good teachers before, you know what I'm saying? But I never had to go up and braid somebody's hair and shit like that. Let's just be honest, you know, like, it kind of defies things. And it's not even about sexual nature and all that kind of stuff. Because people were in the comment section arguing, saying, oh, you all just talking about how sexual it is and all that kind of stuff. Wow, you know, that's a far different cry than what the hell Michael Jackson was talking about during his quote controversy, right? You know what I'm saying? But, well, then again, Michael said that he didn't have a problem with kids in the bed with him and that whole thing. But anyway, look, regarding this, though, if you're a teacher, okay, your job is to teach. And teaching is one of the most underrated professions in this world. Because you need that. You need teachers. And I highly suggest that, you know, you raise the rate and the pay rate for teachers. Make it easier for teachers to get along in this world as the rest of us should, you know? I mean, if we're all going to keep score like that, they're underpaid as fuck and they're all doing all these different things. And it's not a good thing, you know? We need to, culture begins at home, yes, but culture can be carried in school as well. And see, with the way things are going, such as like this is just overstepping your boundary. And he's also a content creator too, and he's very passionate about the kids. I'll give him that. But as a creator, you need to develop awareness and understand that, you know what? They're not your friends. You're not at your own place. You're not at, like, a community center where the kids are and stuff like that. And even if you were, don't get them to touch inside your fucking head to braid it up and stuff like that. Get you a girlfriend to do it for you. Or a boyfriend if you're into that shit. But the point is that, like, yeah, it's inappropriate. You see what I'm saying? This isn't about whether you fucking the kids or not. And honestly, though, that never went away either. That is an issue, too. You know? But that's just source for another episode of Double Standard on that shit. But, yeah, you notice this, too. When he mentioned that other teacher, it's like, I'm going down, but I'm going to take others with me. And it's like, nah, motherfucker. Take this L and learn from it. Because he didn't get fired. He got reassigned. So, God knows where the hell he's going to be at now. But it's just like this. Learn from your fucking mistakes. It's kind of like even when I cover some of the stuff on here on this show, you know, if I know that I didn't get all the materials or if I didn't get it right or I only got like the buzz of it all, I will bring it up in a part two or I will say, you know what, I did not cover this as best as I thought it was. So let me go ahead and, you know, lay the cards on the table right now and talk about where we went from with this because it's called responsibility. But how many people are actually responsible these days? And that being said about responsibilities, let's go back to the other thing I was talking to you about, people from your past. The people from your past are in your past for a reason, because they had no place in your damn present or your future. Now, the problem with that is some of that shit could be living rent-free in your head, right? Right? I mean, like, don't we all have them friends from childhood that think that we're all still going to be the same people we were in our childhood? Don't we all still have those people out there that think that, you or I owe them something so that they can be relevant in our lives and makes them feel good about themselves. Or, you know, say like we all were creating something at one time. And the thing is, you could tell who the real creator was, and then you could tell who the pseudo creator was, because the pseudo creator doesn't take the time to make their own stuff. They go ahead and they try to float around, try to take cherry pick from other people, or they go ahead and they make more problems for themselves outside of you, and you knew never to work with those people again, especially after you done did like a few concerts with them or whatever. You know what I mean? Trust me, I've seen it, I lived it, and I've had people in J360 staff before that acted like they were entitled, got rid of their asses, will never fucking see them again. And if I do, I'm gonna look them in the eye and be like, yeah, eat shit, and I'm gonna keep on going. I am not trying to reunite or be friends with any of them people from my past. They're in my past and they're gone. Matter of fact, it's like this. I'm living my life, doing well for myself, restarted a lot of stuff for J360 Productions, and I ain't slowing down at all. I'm looking to meet more people in my present and then have people in my future, and that's about it. There's no reason for you to even look back, because looking back is not going to help you. Matter of fact, when you look back and you're running, you're going to trip or you're going to slam into something. And then all of a sudden, that's just another obstacle to get out of your way, because you're not even racing at that point. You have to keep going. And see, the thing about it is that forgiveness is one thing. Now, if you want somebody to forgive you and all that stuff, how about trying this? How about instead of walking around the fucking neighborhood, which is what like 80 to 90% of people do. See, we as adults, we're weird as hell, aren't we? You know, like when we were kids, we didn't have no problem telling like it is, but somewhere along the line in our growth and all that stuff, we started to develop decorum and all this other crap and just laugh off shit that's uncomfortable. For now on, I don't want you to laugh at all. I'll be like, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean? Address them on it. Like, what do you mean by that? What exactly are you trying to say? I guarantee they're not used to that. They'll be like, I thought we were kidding. I thought we were just joking around. There ain't no we in that shit. I want to know what the hell's on your mind. What's up? They're not ready for it. And then most people are never are. Or the all-time favorite, such as like, yeah, I dealt with you years ago. It was whack, and I'm not dealing with you now. I'm not going and pulling stuff from the trash as a way of doing things. This is a lot different than like, say like you had your old game console and storage and stuff like that, and you want to, you know, play your video games on that for a little bit. If you want to do that, that's entirely up to you. Which, by the way, got my PlayStation 2 back out. I'm loving it, man. I don't know why the hell I put it in storage, but I'm having so much fun with it. It is still the greatest console of all time. Just saying. But when it comes to people, though, you got to think this. Does a tiger change its stripes? Do leopards change their spots? The answer is no. A snake changes its skin, though. But here's the thing. These people had no relevance to anything that you do. You know, and it's different if you all worked on a pay gig together. Now, if that was the case and you got the bag, I mean, you will have to cough some of that money up, especially the person with the active participant. But if that person quit and all that stuff on you and whatever, you don't owe them shit. And if you did most of the work and all that kind of stuff, you still don't owe them shit. You do what you got to do, and you never work with that person again. Once the door is shut, it's shut and slammed and locked. And that's the best way to be. Things change, and that was it. I used to forgive people. But you know, and I still do, but nobody said I'm going to hang out with you. Nobody said that I'm going to come back into the group. Nobody said that the band's coming back together, because, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, the fucking band doesn't need to come back together. It was nothing more than a load of shit. And the truth is that if you want to break out of jails that, and prisons that you put yourself into, that's what you do. You don't owe anybody anything, and like, I always say that a lot, don't I? When it comes to jams or anything else like that. I don't owe anybody anything. And you don't owe me anything. You know? We're both just trying to do what we gotta do and live our lives. That's treat jams like a business, you know? That's the best way to be. And while at the same time some of y'all could disagree with my methods, you could say that it could keep you distance, especially if, like, you don't, you know, like how some people are. Well, I just see it a lot different than you do, and I know that some of y'all go through some shit, and I can do bad by myself. Put it that fucking way. See what I'm saying? And I also know this. What the hell did you do in the old days that led to this strifing in the first fucking place? That's another thing, right? Think about it. Think about it. What the hell happened on that day that led to years of radio silence? Now, do you want to go through that shit again in modern times? There it is. But nobody said that you couldn't talk, though. You know what I mean? And see, the funny part is where I was talking about people walking around the neighborhood. People will walk around the neighborhood. They'll talk to your friends. They'll talk to the people in your circle, the people that you're working with, because that's the only way they'll ever try to get any intel or any information and stuff. People will go that extra mile. It's kind of like, say, like if you're a content creator and another content creator have beef, and the thing is that that other content creator will go and talk to maybe your wife or your girlfriend or some shit like that as a way of trying to have a link to you. I hate that shit. That shit is not cool, because see, here's the thing. That person may not know the beef. They should know the beef, but they may not know it as well as you and that other person did. See what I'm saying? So that's like their way to worm in. People go that extra mile to do that shit. Whereas, like, you look at them straight ahead and be like, look, motherfucker, if you got a problem with me, why don't you say something? You were just fine wherever the hell you were over there. Because then you can do whatever the fuck you wanted to do with yourself or whatever. I don't care. But I don't want to be over there at all. Because if I am, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Try that. You know what I'm saying? Years of pent-up rage, boy. That's why I don't talk to nobody from my high school. But look, the point is this. Years ago, man. You know? There are reasons why that shit happens. And as I always said, if you wanted to directly talk to somebody about it, why don't you just say something to them? Why don't you just fire up that DM, fire up that voice chat? Hell, like some of you out there that really want to take a shot at J-Man, why don't you use the J360 hotline to say something? But guess what? You won't. Because you're scared. And the truth is that at the end of the day, that's what a lot of people are. People are cowards, man. People really are. And they don't see themselves being this way. You know? They don't see themselves what they had turned into and what they had become. And then you got to always look at it this way. Well, hell, at least it's not me. I forgave them, move on, and I don't want nothing to do with it. You know? Like, say, like, whatever beef I had with any of these people that were in J360 Jams that don't even send tracks anymore. That's okay, because I want nothing to fucking do with them. We had our time, and it was whatever it was, but it's over. I'm not worried about that. There's a whole new group of people in J360 Jams, and Jams has been doing phenomenally ever since. Or, like, you know, like people for the J360 Power Play and stuff like that. That's been doing great ever since. Or, you know, some of the really, really good friendships that I've made over the years that have been better than friendships from my childhood. And then, like, some of the college friends that I've made, some are still killing it in the creator game, and I'm proud of them. You know? And then some have moved on into fashion vlogging or whatever that they like to do. I'm happy for them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know I'm not a centerpiece in their world, so I'm not trying to be. See what I'm saying? And it's a good thing, because we all had good moments, but that's just what it is. But, like, people from your past, they need to stay in your past, especially the terrible ones. Keep it that way, because, you know, you were doing just fine without it. And before we head on out, I gotta let you guys know this. I recently was talking to someone on that level not too long ago. We're not an item. And I'm going to tell you why. Because for some reason, I guess she thought she was getting, like, a millionaire mogul instead of a working creator. But hey, the thing about it is I'm pretty well off, but I am not rich yet. So it's like, but hey, people don't want growth. They want like, hey, all this stuff here, and then they want to change shit up. This particular female, I'm glad it didn't work out, and I didn't even bother texting her back. Matter of fact, I left her ass on red, so she is not going to get an answer to our question at all. All I know is this. It's okay if things don't work out. And you know what? On to the next. So, I can understand why people would cuss at certain ladies and stuff like that, but I just want a lot of my young men out there who listen to this, or any of, fuck it. It's equal opportunity for a lot of y'all. If something doesn't seem right to you, don't try to force it. Alright? Like, if the conversation isn't growing or going anywhere, walk away. It's not even this, it's not that important. There's going to be a lot of single people out here because of the way they carry themselves and the way they do stupid shit. But you got to understand this, all right? If they're not, you know, if there's not even a decent conversation, if there's not even like growth in the conversation or the ideals of that things will, you know, lead to a date or whatever, it's okay to walk away. It's fine if it doesn't work out. And of course, do not cuss at them. You can point out their flaws if you need to, if they go ahead and they try to point out your flaws or whatever. But you got to have some, you know, you got to have some tact when you talk about it. And if you know that it's really not worth your time, just go ahead, pack it in, and leave. You don't owe anybody anything. I'm just letting you know that. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of giving you hints on what the next episode is about. But you're just going to have to wait to see what goes on. But you got to really look at this stuff sometime and all these little strifes that we all have with each other as people. And you got to ask, is it worth it? You know? So think about it from time to time. And trust me, Harrison Butzker is not the only person in this year anyway to say something as crazy as what he said. But don't let it affect you. Get what I'm saying? But enjoy the memes, though. But it's time for me to get on out of here, though. So this is J-Man signing off. Y'all take it easy. There is no other shows this week, but you might get something special on Saturday. So just stay tuned, okay? But yep, got to get on out of here. Peace.